Welcome to Lean In to Learn. I'm host Carrie Mealy Holmes, and thanks for joining me today. Lean In to Learn is a series focused on insightful approaches and forward-thinking perspectives related to continuous learning. The program is a Workplace Education Manitoba project funded by the Government of Canada and the Manitoba government. I and various carefully curated topic matter experts will introduce you to a vast array of tools, resources, and personal journeys that will educate and empower you to deliver real-world training and tactical solutions in your workplace, as well as build individual skills for success. So, settle in and open up your hearts and minds as we lean in to learn. Hello, and welcome to Lean In to Learn. I'm Carrie Mealy Holmes. Today's topic we will dive into here in just a sec is the skill for success of adaptability. And let me tell you, I'm seeing this skill show up in so many ways. Let's consider first the speed at which technology is changing. It requires a pretty big helping of adaptability to navigate this ever-evolving landscape. I mean, who would have thought that we would be typing on glass to call home? Pretty sure no one, except maybe some of those sci-fi authors. Adaptability is flexing majorly, not only in our everyday lives at home, in our volunteer capacities, but definitely in the workplace. And as a workplace trainer, I have the privilege of being welcomed, I put with a question mark maybe, into many workplaces in a variety of industries and to meet a vast array of people. People who truly care about their work and are looking for ways to improve their workplaces. And this is true of every role I've seen, from frontline workers to managers and supervisors and to executives. Now, what's fascinating to me is that no matter what role or industry, we see the essential skills, or now called skills for success, showing up individually or collectively. We see these every day, and today we're going to dive in and take a look at that skill of adaptability. But first, let's take a little history lesson on how we got there. Now, many of you know that the essential skills have changed. Although identified a while back, you know, back when we were watching 90s sitcoms with commercials and not just streaming them, the essential skills served us well when considering what foundational skills are needed in any workplace. Reading, writing, document use, computer use, numeracy, oral communication, working with others, thinking skills, and continuous learning. We've seen a few changes since the 90s, and the essential skills are no different. Today, we know these as the skills for success, and like most of us, have grown up with the times. We've kept a few of the essential skills and have rebranded a few as well. Reading, writing, and numeracy are still with us. I think of them as the school-type skills, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Computer use is now known as digital. Now, there are many ways we use our digital savvy, especially considering the ways that we communicate. And speaking of, we've changed oral communication to communication, and with good sense. We communicate in so many ways and more than just oral. Think of the many ways we send and receive communication, and it makes sense to call it communication. Our world is online and in person. We can showcase our skills of digital tech and communication in this way. And you think about it, we're layering some of these skills in everyday work that we do. There's been a change too with working with others, and thank goodness. I mean, I feel like I can work with anyone, but can I work well with anyone? Now, we see a shift into that skill as collaboration, and collaboration is more than just teamwork or working well with others. It's a component that is showing up in a big way in the way that we work with other people. And the diversity of our networks, personally and professionally, are an opportunity to showcase this skill for success. Often collaboration requires some measure of creativity and innovation, another one of the new skills for success. In the past, we may have considered people who draw or play music creative, but trust me, I learned the hard way that we are wrong to categorize or label only certain people as creative. And I remember that day well. I had suggested that the communicators, who are idea generators and spontaneous, are also creative. And someone in the room who leans more of a thinking, analyzer, problem solver said, well, wait a minute. I'm creative in the way that I troubleshoot issues and solve problems in our factory. And I replied, you are correct. So let's think about this. Collaboration can lead to creativity and innovation, and creativity and innovation can lead us to problem solving, yet another skill for success. We've taken our essential skill of thinking skills and turned it into problem solving. It requires thinking skills as well as flexibility and adaptability. Adaptability will help us in so many aspects of our work life. You may have noted that the essential skill of continuous learning isn't shining out, but in our conversation today, I hope you will see how that skill is closely tied to adaptability. Now, permit me to get personal for a moment. I think of my Aunt Barb. This is my dad's big sister, and I hope she doesn't mind me calling her out on here. Aunt Barb turned 95 in the pandemic. Kind of an important year. Well, I guess really every year is important. Anyway, Aunt Barb decided that with the hustle and bustle of lockdown life, that we would be better off to hold a Zoom birthday party for her. Okay. Sure, Aunt Barb, let's hold a Zoom party for you. Like, which 95-year-old person do you know that isn't holding a Zoom birthday party, right? So in considering why my aunt is so cool and hoping that these cool genes have been passed down, I had to think about her life. She is an early adopter to change. Her skill for success of adaptability is high. This letter writer was quick to change with the times, from pen and paper to keyboard and internet. You have to consider all the changes she has seen in her time. And as a working mother and wife, she navigated that changing landscape too. So I had to look further back into her family history to see where this all started. Her mom, my grandmother, made sure that her daughter had a formal education, as did her mom, my great-grandmother, for all of her children, all 12 of them. So we come from a long line of strong women willing to change and adapt with the times. And when I mentioned to my children one day that I had spoken with Aunt Barb on the phone, they were curious as to which one. I also have an Aunt Barb who is super cool and was a nurse, and that's on my mom's side. And so they asked, which Aunt Barb? The one that was a nurse, or the one that dances down the driveway? Now, being adaptable isn't always easy. Often there's a sense of loss for someone when we consider adaptability and change. Adaptability in the workplace shows up as we navigate changes big and small. What about changes in our processes, legislation, team dynamics? Each one of these gives us the opportunity to exercise adaptability. We see the power of adaptability as we work through problems. Problem solving provides opportunities to consider possibilities. Adaptability takes those possibilities and puts them into action. The Canada.ca website tells us more about adaptability and how we use it. Your ability to achieve or adjust goals and behaviors when expected or unexpected change occurs by planning, staying focused, persisting, and overcoming setbacks. For example, we use this skill to change work plans to meet new deadlines, learn how to work with new tools, and improve our skills through feedback. Now, why is this skill important? Many changes in society are affecting how you work, live, and learn, and require you to constantly adapt to change. Strong adaptability skills will help you deal effectively with change and learn new skills and behaviors when needed. Stay focused on your responsibilities and goals, and not give up when situations are difficult. They will help you stay positive and manage the stress that can come from change in the workplace, community, and your life at home. Adaptability promotes positivity, and that doesn't mean that we don't ever look at what could go wrong. In fact, understanding that things can and do go wrong gives us the opportunity to consider possibilities, which lends to flexing our adaptability muscles. Consider the positive possibility thinker. Now, I'm personally part of that crew. We go around saying things like, "What could possibly go wrong?" Where some of my coworkers and others in my life who fill in my gaps are the people who look at things and might say, okay, what could possibly go wrong? By understanding that we can look at situations, problems, challenges in a positive way and with negative logic is another demonstration of our adaptability. So what else do we consider with the skill for success of adaptability? What about flexibility and resilience? Flexibility involves ease of shifting expectations. Resilience is the capacity to rebound from adversity quickly with a minimum amount of trauma. And adaptability is being able to adjust to the changes in our environments. I think about the difference between skill and will. Many may be able to change, but unwilling. We want to lead people to this beautiful land of adaptability and see that change is not only possible, but needed. In an article from fairplaycommunications.com, we read that, quote, "Not everybody at the workplace can cope up with the changes. Therefore, the better you're able to anticipate change and adapt to it, the happier and more at ease you'll be. Being adaptable means having a belief in yourself and your ability to pivot as needed. When you embrace change, you've essentially found a reason to be happy, no matter the situation," closed quote. And the more adaptable you become, the better you'll be able to handle adversity. This will also lead to a mindset of resilience and endurance for the trial and error needed to get to better solutions. Essentially, we're saying that when you embrace change, you found a reason to be happy, no matter the situation. Kind of sounds easier said than done. But the good news is that since adaptability is a skill, it means we can get better at it, which means that we can increase our growth mindset, add in resilience, and we will be better equipped to handle difficulties when they arise. So, chins up and recognize that change is all around us. The quicker we are to adapt to our higher productivities and efficiencies, we will be able to see our teams thrive as they lean on us with trust as those who are ready to face the inevitable challenges that come our way. Consider adaptability in the workplace, contingency plans, a healthy dose of optimism in the face of adversity, and looking for what is possible, and increasing our desire for continuous learning. So look for ways to use adaptability, and like my Aunt Barb, you may find yourself dancing down the driveway at 95. Thank you for joining our discussion on the skill for success of adaptability. We hope you will join us next time on Lean In to Learn. I'm Carrie Mealy-Holmes.